Hundreds of Indigenous people rallied in six river townships across New South Wales yesterday to show their support for communities enduring the severe water crisis on the Murray-Darling-Barwon. The rallies were organised by the New South Wales Aboriginal Lands Council, and they want a royal commission into the management of the basin system. Jesse Davies has more.
Oh, it's an excitement day to day to come out together as one and celebrate for the loss of our Darling River for our future generations. So we're either going to fight as far as can go to get what we want.
A sea of yellow shirts flooded the streets of Menindee yesterday. Donna May was one of 300 Indigenous people who turned out to demand a greater say in the management of the Murray-Darling Basin. Meanwhile, similar rallies were taking place in Dubbo, Walgett, Bourke, Dareton and Wilcannia. Their message? Don't let the rivers run dry.
My ancestors lived along the river, so I'm part of the ancestral descendants. So I'm here today to march with my people, for my kids and my kids' future generation.
Charles Lynch travelled for a day and a half to attend the rally in Menindee. He's based in Tamworth and works for the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council as a state councillor for the northern region.
We're talking about a crisis and we're talking about human rights. Whether we're black, white or brindle, an animal or plant, without water we can't live. And the water plays such a big part for our community and in particular in our culture. I think the time is right. I really believe that, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who's in power or who may be in power going forward, this issue is still going to be here, and it's not going to be broken today or tomorrow. It's going to take a lot of rain, and more importantly, it's about the future management of these river systems, because if we don't get that right, we're going to be in the same boat consistently, and that affects communities. The death of the fish is paramount. It's sad that it has happened, but again, I've got to come back to the fact that the water is the important part in this. It's about people being able to have access to water, the survival with having water, and if we have that, then the fish will survive as well. And I think that's the important thing. We're talking again about human rights here, and again, it's not just about Aboriginal people, this is about all people, and we need to work together, but our people need to be involved in it, they need to be consulted, they need to participate in this. Our culture for many years has managed rivers, and I think at various times we've been left out of it.
You mentioned the Indigenous culture here. The water's not just for drinking, is it?
No, when I stand here today, it's hot. There's no kids down there jumping around the water and participating and enjoying themselves. And, it's a place where I don't see too many air conditioners either. So participation, our people gathered on the riverbanks. We fished on the riverbanks. We get together and talk on the riverbanks. Stories get shared on the riverbanks. So it's paramount to our culture, and in particular the water. And some people say it's our blood. So at the end of the day, it's very important.
Charles' employer, the New South Wales Land Council, organised the day of action. They're calling for a royal commission into the Murray-Darling Basin system. They're also calling for the immediate suspension of water trading in the Barwon-Darling. I asked Vanita Dutton, who organised the Dubbo rally, what she would like the royal commission to investigate.
The use of the water licences and the way the river system's being managed. Traditional practices, we had natural water flow. At the moment, we're not. Water's getting diverted, so there's some reason why the rivers are dying. I think that needs to be looked into, more depth into that, and just seeing what's happening to our water. It's mismanaged from a state level, a government level, and something needs to be done about it.
Why are you calling for a royal commission and not just an independent inquiry or any other type of inquiry?
I think just it'll look into it more depth. Somebody's got to be accountable. That's my push, is that accountability is a huge focus. I'm accountable in my job every day. You'd be accountable in your job. And somebody has to be accountable for the river systems. They're dead. It's very sad.
And why are you so personally invested in this issue, Vanita?
I live on the Bogan River in Ningen. So to me, I want to see our river system maintained and still, having growth. We've got a rare species of fish and I want to ensure that's protected as well. But just for the families along the Murray-Darling, it's not fair that they've got nothing. They need water. Water is our life. We do cultural practices, we teach our kids a lot of skills along the river, and if we don't have that, our traditional practices are gone. Our families, our future's gone.
Their yellow shirts and their placards certainly made a statement, but back in Menindee, local man Graham McCrabb feared politicians weren't listening.
The ones that came out for a photo op, in my view, and And the ones that came out from the government of the day were here, dragged, kicking and screaming all the way, and they couldn't wait to get out, to be honest. And really, no Environment Minister from State or Federal, no Water Minister from Federal. There's really been a... they haven't done themselves any favours. All the towns, to be honest, we're just living on the rivers and telling them what's going on. It's not our fault that it's as tough up.
A couple of messages out of today, but the one you want to really hammer is to the, as I said, the wider state and probably nationally is, don't forget this part of the world.
Absolutely, that's okay. And I think that's probably the best thing we can get out today is don't forget Menindi, don't forget Bourke, don't forget Brewarrina, don't forget the Bowen and the Darling and probably rivers in the future, the Murrumbidgee, and there's signs of what's going to happen down the track as well. You forget about Menindi now, it's going to have repercussions for the Murray and the Lower Murray in years to come. And events like today and other towns as well certainly keeps places like this on the map, and definitely Bowen being right in play now for the Nationals and Labor and the Shooters Fishers Party. I think it's interesting times ahead, not only this election, ones coming forward, to be honest.